Kiddushin Daf Samach, and we are on Nun Tes Amid Beis, a couple of lines up in the bottom by the words Uplugta Dahani Tanoi. We are discussing the case of the Mishnah that talks at the case number 2 and case number 3. The Gemara had an amazing Hava Mina about the Machlokas, about whether that there is a Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Is that Machlokas going on case number 2 or case number 3? So first we suggested that it's going on case number 2, which is a tremendous Chiddush. What was case number 2? A man marries a woman, La'acher Shloshim Yom. That is, gets the Kiddushin is only going to kick in after 30 days. And then someone else marries her in the interim. So what is the halacha? So the Mishnah says that she's married to the second one. What happens at day 30? Rav says nothing. Marriage to the second one is full, and the marriage to the first one is not, it was beaten, and the woman is not married to the first one because the second one married before the first one. But Shmuel comes along and says no. At day, she's married to the second one up until day 30, and then it flips. Paki Kiddushi Rishon. And the Gemara said, how could that be? How can a marriage dissipate with based on nothing? Now, there's two ways to get out of a marriage, as we know. Get and Misa. And you can't get out of it in any other way. Right, we discussed back in the first parak about Eishes Eliyahu. Now, what does one do, right? There you don't have Misa and you don't have Get. So, is Eishes Eliyahu in some theoretical level allowed to marry? Okay. But that was day number one. Then the Gemara says that's tremendously mechudash. So we said maybe the Machlokas Rav Shmuel is going on case number 3. Case number 3, where the man says to the woman, you're married to me, may achshav ula acher shloshim yom. Now and in 30 days from now. So now it's a shiloh, because what does the man mean? He says now, which means retroactively, and anything that happens over the next 30 days is meaningless once the 30 days happens, because then it will retroactively go back and marriage to the first one will kick in. Or then he says ula acher shloshim yom. So is that a tnai? Meaning it's me'achshav, but it's only going to be me'achshav in 30 days from now. Or is that a chazara? He is retracting from having it right now, and it'll only be chal in the future. So that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's mekudeshes l'sheni la'olam. Why? Because I'm sorry, it's suffix. Meaning the status of the second marriage will stay forever. Let's go back to those lines in the Gemara. Amar Rav mekudeshes v'ena mekudeshes la'olam. Right, about 7 lines up. Rav would say the status of suffix stays forever because we don't know what he means. We're not sure whether he means chazara or t'nai. And Shmuel says no, it's only a suffix until shloshim yom. And why is it a suffix until shloshim yom? Because we don't know if husband number one is going to die or not. If he's going to die, then the second marriage will kick in. If he doesn't die, though, then the second marriage dissipates. Why? Because it was never really a marriage. Not because it was a marriage and now it is undone, but it was never a marriage. Why? Because Shmuel holds it's for sure tonight. It's for sure a marriage l'mafreya. Rav, though, is mesupak. Rav mesafkalei, itzna havi, chazar havi, l'shmuel pshitalei, ditzna havi. So that's reviewing where we ended off. And we'll start again with Uplugta in a moment. But I ended off yesterday with a question, and that is the Rishonim deal with, we know that we have the principle of Efsharis Lachzar B'Tokadei Dibur. One is allowed to retract their words, Tokadei Dibur. The Gemara discusses elsewhere, maybe it's a Takana Drabanan. Rabbeinu Tam holds it's a Takana Drabanan, because let's say somebody is about to buy something and his Rebbe walks by, we want him to be able to say hello to his Rebbe and still be able to continue his transaction. So that's why we give that flexibility. Other Rishonim say, no, Drabanan. It's a Daraisa. It has Daraisa ramifications. Okay, the Gemara says that that you have that ability to say hello to your Rebbe, but it's not really a din d'rabbanan. It's a daraisa. It's a daraisa that you have this efsharis alachzar, and that's why I would have nafkaminas in other contexts, not just in the takana d'rabbanan context. But the Gemara says elsewhere, nedarim and baba basra, that there are exceptions to the rule. You can't be chozer tokadei dibur by hekdish, by kiddushin gerushin, Avodas Kochav Ben Megadev, by those four. But Hekdish is also related. And I'm sorry, Kiddushin and Hekdish are both discussed. The Gemara talks about Kiddushin. The summary showing him expanded on Hekdish. But this is about, our case is about Kiddushin. So what's the possibility of being Chozerbo? You can't be chozer bo toka de dibur. That's the kasha of the Ritva. V'chi teima v'chi chazer bo mayhave. Da'kai malam we say, b'ma basra kuf chav tesma beis. Kol toka de dibur ki dibur dami chutz mi magadif u magarish u magadesh. Delo matzi other be'afilo toka de dibur. Why can't you be chozer toka de dibur by these items? So you remember the Ron discusses in the end of Nedarim, Pei Zayin, because by these context, it's such a serious context. And therefore, the people involved will not joke around by it. That's the umdina that we have. You're right, if you say like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a Dindra Rabbanan, so there's more flexibility. The Rabbanan could apply their law wherever they want. But if you say it's a Daraisa, you have to give it a little more explanation. So that's what the Ron does there in Nedarim. These contexts require a high level of das, and therefore, if you have that, then we do not allow you to be chozerbo. So ask the Ritva. So why here? There's a possibility of la'achar shloshim is a chazara, but you can't be chozer. If you say hariyam ukdeshes li almanas or la'achar, okay, then you're not being chozer. You're continuing your words. But here we're suggesting that maybe the husband is being chozerbo. Are you allowed to be chozerbo? Does it make a difference? So says the Ritva, very straightforward pshat. The Ritva says, Ika l'meimar, to hasam hu basar demati gita o kidusha liyada, to sula matzi hadar bay. What is, you can't be chozerbo toka de dibor? If I give a woman a ring, and then after I give her a ring, then I try to be chozerbo. If it's toka de dibor la'achar amaisa, that's where we say, enu yachol achzerbo. But here, everything being done beforehand, Avalacha kodim nesina saget vakidushin liyada. Amar lashon ze. Taviyachol meader bay. You can't be chozerbo after a maisa kidushin, after a maisa gerushin. But before that, right, before the action takes place, right, what did we just discuss yesterday? You can be vatal shliach. Right, is that considered chazara begitin? So you would say no, because the act didn't take place yet. The act of gerushin, yes, there's significance to giving it to the shliach, but the act didn't take place yet. And if the act didn't take place yet, if the focus is not the act, then it's okay. The lashon zeh nasana get vakidushin, and because based on this lashon, he gave the get because he had a chazara. So that's the Ritva. Again, toka de dibur is only done if there's a maisa, and you can't be chozer on the maisa. But just by the dibur beforehand is okay. Lamada redoma, he doesn't quote it, but it's a similar idea that's discussed when it comes to kinyanim. When it comes to kinyanim, we know generally by kinyanim, we discussed this back in the first parak. Kinyanim, one can be chozer bo toka de dibur. One can be chozer bo toka de dibur. What about, there's one exception to the rule, the Shulchan Aruch says, and that is chalipin. We discussed it in the first parak whether you could do kiddushin through chalipin. So we discussed there that the Shulchan Aruch has more flexibility by chalipin than by other kinyanim. General kinyanim you have toka de dibur, but by chalipin you have asukin ba'uso inyan. As long as you're still involved, even if it's not just toka de dibur. Why? Why is that? Why would you have more flexibility? So the way the Achronim explain, this is part of the larger issue of kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin is not really focused on a maisa kinyan. There's no moment in time where we say, okay, there is a symbolic action, but it's not like other kinyanim where the focus is the maisa kinyan. There's das kinyan and there's the maisa kinyan. As we discussed then, chalipin is almost exclusively das kinyan. The maisa is just to concretize the das to show that it's serious, as the Rambam describes in Hilchos Mechira. You don't really need to do this, but it shows that I'm serious about it. I concretize that das. That's chalipin. It's almost all das kinyan. And therefore, because there's no focus specifically on the maisa, we're not going to say that there's a rule of toka de dibur. You can say, asukin moso inyan, there's more flexibility. So what does that show? Toka de dibur is about, when I apply toka de dibur, it's about where there's a maisa, and I have within that maisa to retract. And after that, not. So that's, but by chalipin, there is a focus on the maisa. So that's why you wouldn't apply toka de dibur. That's similar to what the Ritva here says. You only apply toka de dibur once the maisa is done. If the maisa hasn't been done yet, it's the dibur before the maisa, then you don't apply that. You don't apply those rules of, oh, you can't be chozer bo toka de dibur, or you can't be chozer bo. No, the maisa didn't happen yet, and therefore, you wouldn't have those rules. One's talking about before, one's talking about after, but that's the mashal to help understand the Ritva.
So when is the
Nesinas
Pruta here?
So when is the, well, the Nesinas Pruta might be right now, but he's talking before he gives it. He's talking about, you might give it right now. But it's going to talking is beforehand. Okay, ubiplugta de hani. Another answer might be, even if he gave it and now he's saying it, this is one deeper aruch. It's not like he's stopping himself. He didn't stop talking. We only say talk with Hebrew if there was a break. That's what some other Achronim say. Here he just kept going. He's talking. So he's chozer bo within one sentence. So that might be different. The Talmud Dibur might have to have a hefsek for it to be broken up. So it says the Gemara now, about 8 lines up. And maybe this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether you think for sure that it is Tanai, or you're not sure and it's Safik, maybe it's a Chazara. The following Tanoim also argue about that. The Tanya, the Brisa says, the Tosefta says a Gittin. Meha Yomola Acharmisa. Somebody divorces his wife. Meha Yomola Acharmisa. Same type of questionable language. Get ve'eno get divrei chachamim. The chachamim say it's a safek. Get ve'eno get why? If it's l'mafreya, if it's mehayom, that it is a good get. If it's la'achar misa, that it's not a good get because ain't get la'achar misa. Right? Rashi's lashon in gitted beis mabeis. Ain mesim misgarshim. Megarshim. A dead person can't be megarish's wife. Right? Ain't get la'achar misa. So the Chachamim say, I'm not sure. Rebbe Omer kazeh get. Rebbe says, no, it is a good get, meaning Rebbe holds for sure that it is a tanai. It is not a chazara. He doesn't mean for the get to be chal lachar misa. He wants it to be chal right now. So Shmuel is like Rav, Rebbe, and Rav is like the Rabbana. So says the Gemara. If it's such an exact parallel, v'neima, Rav halacha k'Rabbana, v'neima Shmuel halacha k'Rebbe. Why don't they say it, if it's so exact? That's why we never like to parallel earlier machlokos, tanoim, with later ones, because then why didn't they just quote those shitas? So Gemara says Tricha. They have to say their own shita because of the following. One's about Kiddushin, one's about Gerushin. And you wouldn't have known that it's the same machlokas. De'ilu amar Rav halacha k'rabbanan. If Rav said halacha is like the Rabbanan, that by Gerushin you treat it as a suffek. Hava amina hasam del rechoka kasi. Why is it a suffek? Because there, he's being marchik his wife, he's distancing his wife, and therefore he would want to delay it. So maybe he's being chozerbo. Maybe he doesn't want it to go retroactively. Aval hacha de la krovakasi, but in the context of Kiddushin, where he's getting married, emem ode le Shmuel, that's not have. Maybe he would agree to Shmuel that for sure he wants it to be chal right now, and he's just making a tanai that it should kick in the future, but it should be chal right now. So that's why Rav has to say the machlokas also by Kiddushin. Right, he can't just say, I hold like the Rabbanan. V'yamer Shmuel halacha k'Rebbe, and if Shmuel would have just said, halacha is like Rebbe by Gerushin, exactly the opposite, hava amina hasamu, din get lachar misa. Over there, there's a principle, ain't get lachar misa, so therefore everybody realizes that he's not being chozerbo. Everybody agrees, he can't give a get after she is an almana. And therefore, that's where we say it is a tnai. Aval hacha, the yesh kiddushin la'achar lamed. But here, where there can be kedushin lachar lamed, ema modile l'rav, maybe he would agree to Rav that it is a safek, sricha, that's why you have to have the machlokes, both by kedushin lachar lamed, and by gerushin lachar misa. Right, those are the two contexts where we have this machlokes. Good. Amar Abaya, I mentioned before, later machlokes tanam, it's Rav and Shmuel, which is really an early machlokes amaram, though Rav is on the border. Amar Abaya, ulatayme de Rav, according to Rav, who says that it is a safek. Ba echad the amar la hariyam kudeshesli me'achshav. What if somebody says that ula achar lamid yom? Right, you have this case of suffik. So somebody says that on day one of the month. Uba achar v'yamarim kudeshesli me'achshav lachar esrim yom. And somebody that makes it tonight and says the same thing, but it ends up after 20 days. Uba achar v'amar hariyam kudeshesli me'achshav lachar asar yamim. Three men. Marry her after, and they make the tanai of after 30, 20, and 10. So, what is the halacha? Rashi points out that the third one didn't have to say anything. The third one could have just been married stam. Right? But it's just parallel once we have 30, 20, 10. Says the Gemara, says Abaya for Rav. What would the halacha be? Remember what did Rav say? You're not sure, so you always just have to treat it as a suffek in all cases and cover your bases. May Rishon or May Achron Tzricha get, May Emsoyen Tzricha get. Says Abaya for Rav. In this case, you would only need to get from number 1 and 3, not from number 2. Why? Because it's either a Tanai or a Chazara. Manavshach. If the person means a Tanai, meaning they're really going to be retroactive, so to Kamoi Kiddushay, to Hanachlav Kiddushay, only number 1 is a Kiddushin. because all the rest are tanoim. Ichazara havi, and if we think that he was chozer bo, so then debasra kiddushi danach lav kiddushi, only the last one will work because he's being chozer bo, that it should only be chal at the end. So which one is chal first? Number three is chal first. So that's why Abaya says that for Rav in this case, number one and number three would be the only ones that require a get. So says the Gemara Pshita. So isn't that obvious? Right, of course, that's Rav Svara. You're misupik what the person meant. Answer. Mahu detema. Hai lishna mashma tana u mashma chazara. You might think that every time a person says this lashon, he might mean something else. Who says that he always means tanai? Or who says he always means chazara? Maybe the first time he means tanai, the second time he means chazara, and further I means tanai. So maybe it's all mixed up. And therefore, v'tiba igita mikol chad v'chad. And you need to get from everyone, right? It could be either or each time. And therefore, you should need to get even from the middle one. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, we don't assume that he means something else each time. Why? What's the Kamash Malan? Right? You could have one of two understandings. The Tosas Riazakin here seems to say it's an umdana. Mistama, when people talk this way, if somebody's saying this Lashon, the person means the same thing each time. One person wouldn't say three things and mean something different each time he says it. That's what it sounds like from the Tosus Riazakin here, who we've mentioned is Rav, who is assumed to be Ravavim in a har. Milsa de Pshitale, Tebekulu Amrile Mishum Tana O Mishum Chazara. That's what it sounds like. If you look in the Rashba says, no, it's not a din of Umdana. It's not a question of Umdana. It is what we halachically, how we treat the language. And it doesn't matter if he says afterwards, I meant this and I meant that. Right? That's the Nafkamina. What if he explains himself? Says the Rashba, Viloshe Yardu Chachamim, Lesov Daitan Shal Brios, She'ein Omrim Kach Ela O Kula Mishum Tanai, O Kula Mishum Chazara. It's not that they psychologically made an analysis and they assume that everybody always means the same thing. Ela Shechachamim Nistapek Lohen, Mashmoas Haloshon Heich. This language, doesn't matter what you're thinking. Dvarim Shevelev Einam Dvarim. The Chachamim don't know what this sentence means. According to Rav, it's a question, they don't know what it means. Hilkach, avo pishaza omar lakach niskavanti. Vize omar ani behefech zeniskavanti. Anu ein lanu elolodaktik ikr mashmoas haloshon vedino. Shakavanas lamakadesh eina nishmas laedim, vi ein kan edim elome ikr haloshon umashma uto. The Chacham decided what this lashon means. And if they say it is always counted as a suffix, doesn't matter what the person said, and therefore it will only be number one or number three. We'll get back to that idea of the Rashba, Bez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But that is the Kamash Malan, that he can't say what he thinks. We always know it is the same Shita. Now we get up to Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right, that was Abaya. Abaya said that according to Rav, it's not a Lamaisa Safek. So therefore, it's either Tanai or Chazara. So in our case of three men, one and three. It's always the first one and the last one. Let's say there's eight men. First and last. That will always be the Shita of Abaya, Rav according to Abaya. But now we're having Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I'm sorry, I argue. Right, this Lachori is what he thinks Rav says. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Meya Tofsin Ba. That's an amazing lashon. What does that mean? We got to figure that out. Even 100 men could have tfisas kiddushin with her. Afilu me'atovsin ba. That's what the words mean. V'chein amar avasi amar Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu me'atovsin ba. Even 100. What does that mean? Amalei Rav Mesharshi b'rei d'Rav Ami l'Rav Asi. Azmur l'chataim ad Rabbi Yochanan. Let me explain to you the reason for Rabbi Yochanan. What would we have said before we read the next line? What would we have said? Maybe we would have said, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Havamina of Abaya. Right, what was Abaya said? Don't think it's a suffix each time, and therefore you need to get from each and every one. But Kamash Malan, no, it's not a suffix. So that would be an easy way to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Right, it's a suffix each time, so that's why you never know who's married, who's not married. That's what you need to get from each one. That would have worked. The problem, Rashi here explains, is that it doesn't sound that way from Rabbi Yochanan's language. Afilu mea tofsin ba sounds like a dinvadai. Doesn't sound like, oh, we're not sure about each one. So that's an important line in Rashi, why the Gemara doesn't just say the Havamin of Abaye is what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rashi says right here, Lek Lameimar. Time of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishut the Kasavar, Shtei Lashonos Bamasha, Umesafkale. No, no, no. Skip a line in Rashi. De Ain Tfisa Elo Be'echan Mehen. va'anan hu delo yadinan hei ninhu. That's what Abaye would hold. Really, there's only one he's married to. She's married to. We just don't know. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan sounds like. Midektani tovsin mashma the sphere lay the yesh but tzad kiddushin lekulu. There is a tzad kiddushin for all of them. So now back to the Gemara. The Gemara gives the mashal. Rav Mishashi says, time of Rabbi Yochanan, shavu nafshei kishirga delivni. They each made themselves like a pile of bricks. To kol chad v'chad ravcha l'chavrei shavak. What does that mean? When you pile bricks, you don't want the bricks to fall down. You don't pile them one directly on top of another one. You put two on the ground, then you put one in the middle of those two, and you always do it a little off from each other, so it stands. So each brick has an empty space on top of it. So that's the mashal that here, each man that was Makadish, this woman, in the 30, 20, 10, however many, even 100, each left space for the next one to marry the woman also. So continuing the language of Rabbi Yochanan. The problem is, what does that mean? Right, we had back in the first parak, Tosfos asks, a woman cannot be married to more than one man. A man, remember the case, where the man says, half of me is married to you, that works. Because what he really means is that I'm going to be married to a couple of women. But if the man says, half of you is married to me, that doesn't work. Chetziyech mekudeshesli doesn't work because a woman cannot be married to more than one man. So he asks Tosfos, what's Rabbi Yochanan talking about? What does it mean? Afilu mea tovsin ba. Tosfos asks, right in the middle of Tosfos, afilu. V'im tomar. And you have to, pashup shot of the Gemara. Ama v'hokamar le'el perakama. Homer li'isha chetziyech mekudeshesli and mekudeshes. What's the difference between trying to marry half a woman and this day of Rabbi Yochanan of everybody leave space, the bricks? Answers Tosfos, v'yesh lomar. What does he say? What does he mean? V'yesh lomar. Tahasam haynu taima. Lefi she'ein isha miskadeshes lachatzon. V'hu shi'er begufa isha. Over there, you know what's the problem? He tried to marry half a woman. You can't marry half a woman. And if you only mean to say that you want to leave space for another man, that doesn't work. Different men can't marry portions of one woman. You can't have that chelek. Avalacha, what's going on here? Lo shi'er begufa isha klum. Ela gomrin kulam, or gomrin bekula. Here, they didn't leave anything out. They were gomerin her completely. What does that mean? What does it mean, gomrin bekula here? So, it seems to mean, l'shita l'noda l'mi, v'chulu, and other Rishonim expand on Tosfos and say, when you try to marry half a woman, doesn't work. But what if you try to marry the whole woman, but in a diluted way? Temporarily, there's going to be a kiddushin, which is going to be cleared up eventually, right at the end of the 30 days. So then, that's different. Or even if it's not going to be cleared up, you try to marry the woman, but in a diluted way, that would work. So that's the mashal here. It's not that you're trying to marry a full woman partially, but you're trying to marry, I'm sorry, you're not trying to marry half a woman. You try to marry the whole woman, but in a weaker sense. And in that way, that would be okay. If you look in the Shita L'Noda L'Mi here, the way that he explains it, Yesh Lomar, Shaini Hacha, Dechi Mekadish L'Sheini, Adayin Lo Nigmaru Klau, Kiddushe Rishon, V'Nimsa, De'ein Sheini Mekadish Chatzi Isha, El Alagamri Ka Mekadish La. The first one's Kiddushin started, but it's not that it's finished. A woman can't be married to one man. But at no stage of this process with 100 men is she married completely to one man. That wouldn't work. If she's a little bit shayach, the process has started. Processes of kiddushin could overlap. But she can't be married lamaisa to two men. That's what it spoke about earlier. But here, these are processes that it's going to start now and it's going to continue over time. There can be an overlap with a woman to a couple of men. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. V'nimsa de'ein sheni mekadesh chatzi isha ela legamrika mekadesh la. V'kiva de'nimsu kiddush sheni makom lachul lachar shloshim nami lo paki. Right? And once it's able to be chal, because there are overlaps in processes, so then it would be chal. Rov Rishonim assume, don't worry about it, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yochanan anyway. The Rosh and others say that we're not passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Right, the Me'a Kedushin Tofsin Ba. But if you look in the Rambam, it's a problem. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Ishus, Zayin Yud Beis. The Rambam quotes our cases here of Mekudeshes Me'achshav Lachar Shloshim Yom. Then the Rambam says, Hari HaMekudeshes Me'achshav Lachar Shloshim Yom. Uba Acher Va'amar La Hari HaMekudeshes Me'achshav Lachar Esrim Yom. Uba Acher Va'amar La Hari HaMekudeshes Me'achshav Lachar Asara Yomim. What's the halacha? in all those in our cases. So what do we say? Afilu hein meya ala seder azeh. The Rambam says kidushe kulan tofsin ba. Whoa. Seems to paskin straight like Rabbi Yochanan. V'tzricha get mikol echad ve'echad. Why? Mipnei. What should he say? What our Gemara say? Our Gemara said, including in Rashi's Limud, it's not because of Safek. It's not because of Safek, because it doesn't sound away from the Lashon. But it's because of this big chiddush of you left space on the bricks. Rambam's Lashon. Mipnei shi'im kudeshes l'kulan b'safek. That's the Rambam's Lashon. So what did the Rambam just do? Did the Rambam just say what Rashi said he shouldn't say? Maybe. That's the Pashas. That's the discussion here of the Magen Mishnah and the Kesem Mishnah. Right? One day is that he paskins like Abayas Havamino, which is Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Right? And that's what Rashi rejects. Maybe that's what the Rambam means here. Rav Soloveitchik thought otherwise. Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe because he doesn't sound that way from Rabbi Yochanan's Lashon. Right? He has Rashi's problem. He doesn't want the Rambam to be stuck with Rashi's problem. So if you look in, it's in, printed in one of the Masora journals. This is in the seventh one, Chovera Zion, page Mem Dalin. Be'inyin kizushe mea tofsin ba. This is a very exciting line here. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? So Rav Soloveitchik says, add this to the list. You know what this he said compares this to? Sometimes suffix doesn't really mean suffix. Suffix means what we might call a din suffix. And he always likes to quote in all of his writings the Ritvin Yuma Daf Mem Zayin, where the Ritvin discusses Bein Hashmashos. What's Bein Hashmashos? Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So what does that mean, Safek Yom, Safek Laila? So does it really mean, we're not sure, is this moment day or night? Maybe there is some theoretical moment in time that's the cutoff. And Hashem knows that cutoff, we don't know that cutoff. So we have to treat twilight with the chumers of day and the chumers of night. Right? Is that how we learn it? And then you would say a shita like as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to do Isurei Drabanan, certain Shfusim during Bein Hashmashos. Right, called to Avashu Mishem Shvus, Lo Gazra Lo Bein Hashmashos, Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Mem Beis. The Magen Avram has the suggestion, maybe this is only Bein Hashmashos Deknisa Shabbos. Because there's a Cheskas Heter, and because there's a Cheskas Heter, and we're not sure if it's Yom or Laila, so then you could do the Shvus. But when there's Bein Hashmashos at the end of Shabbos, where there's a Cheskas Isser Malacha, then you would not say that you're allowed to do Shvus Bein Hashmashos. The Magen Avraham has that possibility. Says Rav Soloveitchik, I beg to differ. It's not that we're really Mesupik here, and therefore, you know, we're not sure what to do, so go by an earlier Chazakah. No. Inherently, Hashem created three times. Hashem created day, Hashem created night, Hashem created Bein Hashmashos. It's a Vadai Suffik. It's not that you're really not sure. Halachically is a suffix. Similar to androgynous birya bifnei atzma. You're not sure what an androgynous is. Right? Ish? Is it isha? Or is it androgynous? Which is vadai a suffix. It has elements of both in it. And it's an unanswerable suffix. Even when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, he's not going to tell us what it is. So you have it by androgynous, you have it by Bein Hashmashos, you might have it by koi, right? The suffix chai, the suffix behema, which is discussed. And now, you could even have it by kiddushin here. It's not exactly in the same way. But that's what Rav Soloveitchik's pshat is of the Rambam here. What does it mean, suffix? Because each person left space for the other one to have a little chalos kiddushin, so who's she married to? All of them. A woman can't be married to all of them. Each one is a suffix kiddushin. There can't be vada kiddushin. A woman can't be married vada kiddushin to more than one man. But she could be suffix kiddushin married to more than one man. And not just suffix, you're not sure, but suffix in terms of each of them being chal. Deins a suffix eslenu matai mistayem ayom umatai maskal alayla. Ela kanal mea ritva. Shazman azeh ishbo gamdin yom gamdin layla. Shememela mikoach mai tahave tarti desasri tzrichan ladunu besak kisuffix. That's what he says. Beautiful. That could be what the Rambam means. Either way, it's a big chiddush. What Rabbi Yochanan says here, Mei Kiddushin talks about. Again, if you say like the Havamina of Rashi, or like the first pshat we gave in the Rambam, then it's not so mechudish. We're just not sure. By every man, he might have meant Chazar, he might have meant Tanai. That's not a chiddush. That's just being machmir. But if you say like the Gemara seems to say, the bricks mashal, doesn't sound like it's just of a suffix. Each one left space for the other one, so then you really have to explain it. Okay. Vaito, let's continue. Maser Rebbe Rav Chanina. So now let's get into the kasha. Rav Chanina asked the following question: Mehayom ulaachar misa. Remember the case we had brought up earlier. Mehayom ulaachar misa. Get ve'eno get. Somebody says mehayom ulaachar misa. So then it's a get ve'eno get. We're not sure if it was retroactive and therefore it's a get, or it's after he died. Ve'emes choleses v'lomes yabemes. And if he died, you do chalisa. You can't allow to do yibum because maybe it was she is a grusha. She's not an almana. And if it's you can't achos grusha, so it's an isadaraisa, as we had earlier. So you have to do chalitza. So bish tamala ra misayale. According to Rav, this is fine. Rav says we're not sure, and therefore this case we're not sure. So we're machmir. L'Shmuel nami hamani rabbanan hi va'anan da'ami karebi. According to Shmuel, also Shmuel says it's a machlokas tanaim. So this source could reflect the shita of the rabbanan who are mesupik. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, if each one is allowed to be chow, so here too, why do you say it's a suffix, right? It should be a get that left over something, and therefore it should not be a good get, because a get requires krisus. And just like by kiddushin, you say each one left over space. So by get, you can't have any space left over. If this was a shiur in the get, it shouldn't be a good get. It should be lo klumhu, right? It can't be nothing, right? Rashi, the last couple of skinny lines, to Rachmana Omar krisus. The Torah says it has to be a total cutoff. So Gemara says, Yibumim Yabim. And therefore, he should be able to do Yibum. It's not a good get. So she should be considered an Almana. So she should be able to do Yibum. Why Chalitza? So, Amar Rava. Rava. Again, another a couple of amazing lines on today's daf. Amar Rava. Well, maybe there was a team effort here. Get Lahotzi. Umisa Lahotzi. Really, both of these are breaking up the marriage. So therefore, Masha Shiar Get. Gamras Umisa. Maybe the get started the process, and then the misa finished the process. You're right, get left over something. Says the Gemara, Armalei Abaya. How could you combine those two? It's unbelievable. Those are two different ways to break up a marriage. The hava means that you can combine them. Mi dami, get motzia me rishus yavam, misa machnas ol rishus yavam. What does that mean? That just might be a reflection of two different processes. One creates the heter of yibum, and one asers the heter of yibum. So how can you say that these combine? They both end the marriage, but in very different ways. Say Alamar Abaya. Okay. Abaya says really on a Daraisa level, according to Rabbi Yochanan, on a Daraisa level, you're right, he should be able to do Yibam. Because get left over some space, and therefore it's not a good get. But it's an Isidra, it's a Xera Drabanan. Alamar Abaya, Hasam Time Amai, Xera Mishum Mehayom Imesi Hareze Get. Because that case, Mehayom Imesi, that's a fine Gerishin. Because it was a Gerishin L'mafreya, and there Yibam would not be allowed. So you might get mixed up between that case and this case. So that's why we say only do Chalitza, not Yibam. So the Gemara says, V'nigzar mehayom imesi de tachlots atu mehayom alachamisa. So why don't we say, in a regular case of mehayom imesi, that she should do Chalitza. Atu the other case, the Gemara says, no, imata omer choletzes misya bemes. If you allow Chalitza, then Yibam would be able to, people will get mixed up. If you say you have to do chalitza, so then they would say, okay, maybe Yibam would also be mutter. Says the Gemara, Hachanami, not the Omer Choletz, and Misyabemis. So what about our case? Why do you say chalitza? So Gemara says, Tisyabe, Vein Bekaklum, Chshash Adurabanan Hu. The whole issue here is Chshash Adurabanan. So if you end up doing Yibam, you end up doing Yibam. So only Nisad Adurabanan anyway. And therefore, it would be okay. Okay, next Mishnah. Ha'omer Le'isha. Harei amukudeshes li amanas she'etin lacha matayim zuz. Etin lach matayim zuz. Remember, we said this parak is all about different types of tznayim. Be'ed Hashem, on Tamar's daf, we have the source for all of tznayim and shas. Pnei gadim b'nei ruvein, Tamar's daf. But now, first, we get into that. A man says to a woman, you're married to me. Rashi says, he gives her a pruta right now. Gives her money right now. You're married to me, amanas, that I'm going to give you 200 zuz in whatever in the future. Harizim ukudeshes vuyite. Fine, they're married, and he has to give it. He owes it. Case one. Case two. Amanas etin loch mikan v'atshloshim yom. Amanas that I give you within 30 days. So nasan labatok shloshim ukudeshes. V'yam la'vein ukudeshes. He has to fulfill the tanai. If he does, they're married. If not, they're not married. Amanas sheyesh li matayim zuz. Amanas that I have 200 zuz. Maybe this sounds like the cases we had earlier on Daf Mem Tes, Amanas Shani Ashir. Amanas that I have 200 zuz, Harei Zivu Kudesh is Vieshlo. They're married as long as he has. As long as he has. right? The Bar Tanura says he has to have with Edim based on the Gemara coming up. Amanasha Erech Matayim Zuz. Amanasha that I show you 200 Zuz. Harezim Kudeshes V'yarela. Harezim Kudeshes. They're married as long as he shows her. As we see in the Gemara, we assume that this means as long as I show you my 200 Zuz. So then you wouldn't just be allowed to have Edim, but he has to actually show her. And if he just shows her money that he got from others to be able to change that money, right? It's al hashulchan. So then that would not work because the assumption is that it has to be his money, not just money that he physically has. So itmar. First, we start off with the machlokas that we had back in Gittin also. What does it mean in case number one? It says, I'm not going to give you 200 zuz. He has to get 200 zuz. They're married, v'hu yitain. So when are they married? Right now or when he gives the money? Machlokas. Itmar. Rafuna amar v'hu yitain. They're married right now. And he has to give the money. Rav Yehuda Amar Likishe Yitain. No, the marriage is only when he gives the money. When he gives the money. And until that time, what's the halacha according to Rav Yehuda? Tosfos in Gittin says, Safik Mukudeshes. The Ramban and the Ritva and others here say no. Vadai Eina Mukudeshes. According to Rav Yehuda, they're not married yet. Right until you give that money. So, Rav Huna Amar Vuhu Yitain. Rav Huna says Vuhu Yitain. Why? Tna Ahave. It is a Tanai. Meaning they're married right now with a Tanai. Mekayim Tna Vazo. You Mekayim the Tanai, and it comes out that everything's good. What happened? Well, let's just do the other side first. Rav Yehuda Amar Likishi Yitain. Lechiyov Havi Kiddushti. Hashtami Alo Havi Kiddushay. They're not married yet. My Benayu. What's the Nafkamina? Ike Benayu. Shepashta Yadav Vekib Lekiddushay Me'acher. If she married somebody else in between. Right? It's like the case of Lachar Shloshim. L'Rav Huna lo Havi Kiddushay because she's already married. Rav Yehuda Havi Kiddushay because she is not married yet. Interesting discussion in the Rishonim. What if she starts living with her husband? Do we force him to give it to her? We don't want to have mamzeris. We don't want to have children out of wedlock. So would we force him? So the Ritva says, if he actually did nisuin with her, yes. Yes, because then we don't want this to be the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi, we're kofim l'kayim matanai, because we don't want to run into problems in this case. The Meiri doesn't quote that Yerushalmi, but it's important. Right. This is the machlokas about kiddushin. Now we have a very similar discussion by Gittin. Ha'omer le'isha, the Mishnah said in Gittin. Hareza gitech. Almanas shetitni limatayim zuz. This is your get almanas that you give me, he says to her, 200 zuz. Hareza mugureshes v'hititein. The get kicks in as long as she gives him. Itma Rafuna Amar Vihititain, Rav Yehuda Amar Likishititain, Rafuna Amar Vihititain, Tsna Have, Mikaima Tsna of Azla. Rafuna says the get kicks in right away with the Tsnai of the her paying. Rav Yehuda Amar Likishititain, Lichiya Vile, Huda Have Get, Hashtami Aloha Viget. Same exact machlokas, Rafuna and Rav Yehuda by Kiddushin and by Get. And the Gemara asks, by get also, my benayu, what's the nafkamina, whether the gerishin is chal right away or later? Ika benayu, sheniskara haget, o sha'avad. If the get is ripped or lost in the interim, the Ritva adds in, or it's in Rishus Harabim, in a place that's not hers. Meaning, at day 30, or not day 30, whenever she pays him, where is the get? Is the get in her reshus. That's the nafkamina. L'rafuna, have a get. L'rafuna, even if it's not there, it's a good get. Because really the get kicked in right away with a tanai. And therefore, the get does not have to be in her reshus at the moment of kiyum tanai. It's still a chiddush, but that's Rav Huna. L'Rav Yehuda, lo have a get. Rav Yehuda says, no, the get is only chal at the moment of the kiyum tanai. And therefore, if you don't have the get, it's ripped up, it's lost, it's in not in her reshus. So then it wouldn't be a gerushin. V'tzricha. And the Gemara says, we need this machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, both by kiddushin and by gerushin. Why couldn't you just have it by one and we would know the other one? As follows. D'iyashmina gabi kiddushin. If you only had it by kiddushin. Bahaka amar Rav Huna. Maybe only there Rav Huna says it works right away with its nai. Bishom de la krova kasi, as we had earlier. Because then they're getting married. They're interested in having it right away. Aval Gershon, the Rechoka Kasi, but Gershon, which is distancing a relationship, Ema Modele, the Rav Yehuda. maybe they would agree to, maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it only goes later. And if you only had the other one, Bahach Amar Rav Huna, only over there Rav Huna would say, again, that it is a get right, it is a, get right away. Mishum Deihu, in our case. Lo Kasav Leila Mispa. In the case of Gerishin. Maybe only there Rav Huna says it works right away, because he is not going to be embarrassed to go ask her for the money. So we can assume it's for sure going to happen. He's confident that it's going to happen. So therefore, the get is right away, and it'll be Mekayim the Tanai. Aval hacha, but by kiddushin to eek sifa leila mispa'e. But by kiddushin, maybe she's going to be embarrassed to go and ask him for the money, and therefore, maybe we should say it doesn't happen until it happens. Maybe there he would give to Rabbi Yehuda that the kiddushin is only chal later tsricha. That's why you need the machlokas both by kiddushin and by gerushin. Period. Meisvei. So now let's see if this is true. We'll ask you a question from a Tosefta. Harizek Yitech Hamanasha Tinni Limataim Zuz. Same kind of case. This is your Genamanas that you give me. Afo Pishin Iskara Gedo Sha'avad. Harizem Gureshes. Right? Even though the get is ruined, Harizem Gureshes sounds beferish like Rav Huna against Rav Yehuda. La'acher lo tinase achetitain. But she should not get married to anyone else until she actually gives the money, because we want to make sure it occurs. Va'otanya, and also the Brisa says, Amala reza gita kamanasha dinali matayim zuz. Va'meis, and he dies, natna. If she had given the money before he died, ein zekuka liyavam. So then there is no, she's not zekuka liyavam because she is a gerusha. Lo nitna, if she didn't give it before he died, zekuka liyavam, then she's an almana. Reb Shimon Gamliel lomer, no senes la'achiv o'la'aviv o'lechem and akrovim. Shimon Gamliel says, no, you could give it to one of his relatives. So says the Gemara, ad kan lo pligi elo de marsavar livelo liyorshai, umarsavar afilo liyorshai. The machlokes in this brisa is only whether he meant to say you could have to give it to me or even to my relatives. But the kuli amamiya t'nahave. But if you could be Mekayim the Tanai, it's clear that it's a Tanai and not later on, because he's dead. Tziufta de Rabbi Yehuda. So both the Tosefta and the Braisa are Akasha and Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's only Chal later on. So Amalacha Rabbi Yehuda, Hamani Rabbihi. Rabbi Yehuda says, I say what I say, that it's only Chal later. This Braisa and Tosefta reflect the Shita of Rabbi. Da Amar Rav Huna Amar Rabbi, Kol Ha'omer Al-Manas, Ka'omer Me'achshav Dami. Whoever says Almanas is like saying Me'achshav. Upligi Rabbanan Aleh. The Rabbanan would argue on Rabbi. V'anah da'amri ki Rabbanan. I like the Rabbanan. They don't say it's Me'achshav. Right, it could be later. And therefore, there's no kasha from these brises on me because I have another sheet to like me. Stop there for a moment. Interesting comment that we've shown him here discuss. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, it's okay. He could give it to the brothers or to the father or to any of the other relatives. What does Echem and Akrovim mean? That pashas means she doesn't have a father or brothers. So you give it to the other relatives. If she doesn't have a father or brothers, then what does she care whether she's an almana or a grusha? The whole issue that we usually think is that, ah, she shouldn't be zekuka liyibum. But in the case here, where we're saying, oh, maybe give it to the father or the brothers, or echem and akrovim. Echem and akrovim, pashas means that she is, she's not zekuka liyibum. So why would she care if she is a grusha or an almana? So you might say, okay, maybe she might want to marry a Kohen in the future. I want to marry a Kohen, so she'd rather be an almana than a grusha. But that's working in the opposite way here. Here she's trying to be a grusha. She's trying to be a grusha. So why would she want to be a grusha more than an almana? So the Rishonim discuss, oh, maybe in terms of katlanis, right? She doesn't want to, if let's say in those halachas that if a couple of her husbands die, or maybe she's trying to get it because there is an issue of znus b'chayibayla. She wants to be divorced from beforehand, and therefore it wouldn't be an issue of mamzerus. So there are a couple of suggestions given. The Rishash says here, interesting, maybe she doesn't want to have to go through avelus. Maybe go through all the halachas of avelus. She has a wedding in 2 weeks, and she wants to go, right? So all different reasons why maybe she'd want to be a grusha instead of an almana. Okay. Weiter. Gufa, so let's talk about Rebbe once it's on the table. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe. Kol ha'omer almanas, kol ha'omer me'achshav dami. Amar Rebbe Zera, ki avinan b'bavel. When we were in Bavel, Rebbe Zera, one of the more famous Amaron that made Aliyah, Rav Zera to Rebbe Zera. Kevina Babavel, Hav Amrinan, we used to say, Hadam Ravuna Marebi Kalamra Manaska or Meachshav Dami, Pligi Rabbanan Alei. The Rabbanan do argue on that. That's what we used to say. Kisalki Lahasama, when we came up to there, Ashkechel Rebbe Asi, Diyasiv Kaamar La Mishmed Rebbe Yochanan, Hakomodim. Rebbe Yochanan said as follows, Hakomodim Bo Ramanaska or Meachshav Dami. Everybody agrees. Nobody argues with Rebbe. Everybody agrees Amanas is Kameachshav, and that's what we paskin. Lo nechlaku ela beme hayom alachar misa. We argue about the case that we started off with today, the Suffolk case. That's the case that there's a machlokas about. What does that line mean? Says the Gemara, Vatanya me hayom alachar misa get ve'eno get divrei chachamim Rebbe Omer kaze get. I'm sorry, Vatanya, that's benichusa. That's not a question. So you see from the brisa, that's the machlokas. Period. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Ula Rav Yehuda to Amar ba'almanas nami pligi. We just said, according to Rav Yehuda, he has to say they also argue about almanas. Remember, because there's a brisa and a tosefta against him. So he has to say that that's the sheet of the Rabbanan who argue with Rebbe. So according to Rav Yehuda the Amora, who says they argue about both, ad miflagi b'me hayom ala charmisa, niflagi ba'almanas. So why is the machlokas reported about me hayom ala charmisa? Why don't you just say it's a machlokas about almanas? Isn't that a bigger chiddush? Answer, lo diach hakoach to Rebbe. No, the Chiddush, it says that to say how strong Rebbe Shita is, to be mehayom alachar misa nami arei ze get. In that case, he says it's not a suffik. It's for sure get. It's for sure a tnai, and not a suffik. Says the Gemara, b'niflagi ba'almanas lo diach hakoach to Rabbanan. Why don't you say the Chiddush ba'almanas to show the koach of the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan say it's kol omer almanas kol omer me'achshav dami, koach de hetera adif. As we mentioned often, the koach of heter, what does heter here mean? To say that it's a good get. To say that the get is chal, that's the koach to hetera, and that's why we'd rather report the shita of Rebbe, which says it is a get. Okay, and there's a lot we discussed in the past, what's koach to hetera other, for Rashi and Beis Adav Beis, because if you don't know something, you can always be machmir, you gotta really know it in order to be mekel koach to hetera, to give the heter. Amanash etin lechamikan, v'cholo. So the Gemara says, the case is almanas that I give you 200, so they're married as long as he gives 200. Pshita. And the case was within 30 days. If he gives within 30 days, fine. If not, not. So isn't that obvious? No. Ma'o de tema lavtnahu. Really, he doesn't mean to limit it to 30 days. Ulizruze ka'amar. He's just saying this to encourage himself. But really, he wants to be married even if he doesn't give it within 30 days. Kamashvalon, we say no. 30 days, that's the limit here. Period. Amanash yeshli matayim zuz v'chulu. Amanash that I have 200 zuz. So if he has, great. If not, not. What does it mean? How do you know if he has? So as the Rav Bartanura said on the Mishnah, if there are witnesses that he has, then they're married. If he doesn't have witnesses, then they're not married. V'nechush shema yeshlo. But so what? Maybe he has somewhere. How can you say that? Oh, just because there are no edim. Right? Rashi says here, mashma sheish edim sheishlo. What if there are no edim, there's no marriage? V'necha shema yeshlo. Maybe he has somewhere. The otanya, and also the brisa says, chayshina shema yeshlo. We're always choshesh. So the Gemara says, you're right. Lo kasha, haba kedushe vadai, haba kedushe safek. If we know for sure that he has, then they're married vadai. If we don't know whether he has or not, then it's kedushe safek. Then it's Kiddushi Safik in that case. What if we know, we checked all over, he does not have? Is there any time when you would say they're not married? That's a question the Rishonim deal with. The Gemara sounds like maybe you could always be Choshesh that he has. What if he's homeless and he checked his pockets? Who knows? Maybe his friend is holding something for him. So either way, Lamaisa, in most cases, it'll be Safik. Fine, finishing up. Amanasha Erech Matayim Zuz. Amanasha, I show you 200 Zuz. Vechulu. Tana. Lo neskavna el rosh bishalo. He only has kavana for his own. Meaning, even if he shows on the table, that's not his. Vemerala al shokan enim kudeshes. Because that's not his. Pshita. The Gemara says, Lo tzricha davagav denokat dame beiska. What if somebody gave him money to invest and he's going to get all the profits? Still, that money that he has to invest is not called his. Even though it could create money for himself, that's the chiddush. If it's on the table, if it's not his, it is not his. What about the Rishonim here discuss, what about milveh? What if he gets money that he just borrowed? Is that called his? Not money to invest, money that he borrowed. So if you look at the Rambam in Zayin Dalet, right here, a couple of halachas before the one we read before, the Rambam says, Loka chamoz b'milveh, o b'shutfis, o shesachar asad, o locha barisus v'hera, eina mukudashis, ache yir'ena mishalo. very unusual. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Mishnayos argues with this. He says, once you have money, milva lo tanitna, it's yours. What is the Rambam saying here? Loka chamos b'milva? Why shouldn't that work? That's a question. We discussed this a little bit earlier in the second paragraph. If you still have money from a loan, but you didn't use it yet, fine, you're allowed to use it, but does that still have connection to the malve? We discussed there a machlokas, whether, whose reshus is it in, legabe onsin, legabe chazara, so that relates to this sugya as well. But that from that Rambam, you see that there are hints to the fact that even though you say milvalotson, now the malve still has some shaykhus to that. Okay, we'll stop here by the next Mishnah, and as I said, Hashem, tomorrow are meaty sugyas of Tanai, as we had today, but we'll get more into it as well.